Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, December the 9th, 1960, Frank Worrell became the first black captain to lead the West Indies cricket team in a test match, when he led his team onto the field for the first test in the 1960-1961 series against Australia in Brisbane. It was a historic moment, and one that was long overdue. Frank Worrell had been the de facto leader of the team throughout the 1950s. He led the fight for equality of pay between black and white players in the West Indies team in 1948-49, and as one of the famous three W's, with Clyde Walcott and Everton Weeks, he had been one of the team's star performers. In an obituary, the cricket writer Neville Cardus wrote of him, "All three W's were geniuses, but Worrell was my favourite because he had more style and elegance. He had all the strokes and the time and capacity to use them without offence to the eye, without ever being hurried." Frank Worrell's appointment as captain was the culmination of a long campaign led by the great Trinidadian writer C.L.R. James. In his history of West Indies cricket, Michael Manley recalled, "On every hand, the newspapers reverberated with articles calling for Worrell to be made captain. The public got into the act, and a wave of indignation swept the cricketing world. In the end, the board bowed." Already 36 years old at the time of his appointment, Worrell's dignity, integrity, and deportment as captain won him the unquestioning loyalty of his team and the undying admiration of his opponents. The Test match at Brisbane, begun on this day in 1960, was not only the first match in which the West Indies was led by a black captain, it also produced the first tie in the history of Test cricket. No one who witnessed the match would ever forget it. At the end of the tour, 500,000 Australians lined the street to bid Worrell and the West Indies team farewell. After retiring as a player, Worrell became warden of Irvine Hall at the University of the West Indies Mona campus, and also served as a senator in Jamaica. He died of leukemia at the age of 42 in 1967. He is buried on the campus of the UWI at Cave Hill, overlooking the 3W's cricket oval. We carry a reminder of Frank Worrell's greatness in our pockets every day because of his likeness on our $5 bill.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.